This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Someone just assuming we hate everybody else. I don't hate anybody. I don't understand. Xavier P., you're all defending Kevin Stefanski because you all hate Di Podesta and Jimmy Haslam. I don't hate Di Podesta or Jimmy Haslam, clearly. Local media is defending Kevin because they think Jimmy's going to fire him because in the past he's fired coaches. We do know he hasn't fired a person who wasn't dysfunctional. That is completely untrue. Mike Pettine was as undysfunctional as you're going to find. There were a lot of people who were very dysfunctional around him. And Mike Pettine had to go in the end. I mean, coaches get let go.
All right. Yes. I'm raising my hand up in the air. Raising both hands.
No.
I'm what? Putting my feet up in the air. I'm defending Kevin Stefanski. You know why? Because he's earned having a defense. How has he done that? Not just Coach of the Years. I know people are making a big deal. Who cares about Coach of the Years? And they list all the bad, terrible Coach of the Years or guys that get fired. Yeah, I know how this works. Some coaches, you know, have unbelievable runs, great seasons, and it really wasn't about them. Hey, one of them won a Super Bowl. We just coached against him or played against him, you know, 5 weeks ago. Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here saying that, you know, this has been a good year. In fact, I gave him an F. I gave Stefanski 3 weeks ago. I was like, this is an F. He's been a terrible coach this year. But
I think he's been downright desperate. I can see that in the play. It doesn't make any sense.
I think there are always reasons. Like Bill Belichick had some really bad years, especially at the end. Does that make him a bad coach for his life? No, of course not. He's probably the best to ever do it. The reality is with Stefanski is, you know, things have gone south here, and he has not been, I don't think, like the alpha dog that maybe this team has needed at times. I do think, unfortunately for him, that he's had some decisions dictated for him. I think OC was dictated. I don't think he wanted to fire Van Pelt. I think he was basically told, you have to, or strongly suggested to him. And this is a coach who should have a little more security for the type of success he's had in the NFL. And like I said, if he gets fired by the Browns, he'll take a year off and he'll be a head coach the year after. Like, he is highly thought of around the NFL. And people are not going to put this season on him. They're going to put it on the Browns. They're going to put it on Jimmy Haslam. They're going to put it on some of the dysfunction that that's rearing its ugly head again. And they're certainly going to put it on Deshaun Watson. They're not going to put it on Kevin Stefanski.
Is that belief a reason to hold on to him, though?
I think it may very well be because
this whole thing is, we keep talking about all these players who go to these other places and they end up playing really well for these other teams. I don't know. I mean, you talk about Belichick. Well, where did he get his start? All right. I mean, good God, I was just going over the video of somebody posting, I forget the name of it. It's a Cleveland sports history account. It's really, really good on Twitter. Who was posting the Sam Ratigliano, Marty Schottenheimer press conference where he was, because, you know,
after he was fired,
they used to have press conferences with fired head coaches with the team banner and everything behind him. It was crazy. I'm thinking, gosh, this is an organization that, even though it was a different organization at the time, like, Marty Schottenheimer is a tremendous coach, or was a tremendous coach, God bless him. And you move on, and I don't know if you're always moving on for the forest for the trees. So do you want to make absolutely sure? Because out of the 5 years, you've had a really good year, bad year. Really good year, bad year. Like, you've had these years where we've kind of sort of putted around, and we're running out of time with some of the players. So is it better to just make a clean break at the end of this year?
That's what I'm getting at is I might think Kevin Stefanski is definitely an above average coach. I might think he is a top eight coach in the NFL. That doesn't mean he just gets to have his job forever. Like, you have to evaluate at the end of the year, does he have his team? Do the guys not really respond to him? And when that happens, yeah, you break away. You break away and you wish him well. You hope he doesn't coach against you because you know how good of a coach he can be. And we've seen instances of that. I mean, what he was able to do with last year's team earns him credit and earns the type of respect I have for him. Like, and that's why I'm sitting here defending him, because he earned it. There are guys that haven't earned it, and you guys want me to respect it or give credit to. And no, I don't need to do that. Like, Jerry Jeudy is not somebody who has earned any respect or credit. Deshaun Watson in Cleveland has not earned or generated any respect or credit. So I'm not going to give it to them. The coach has, so I'm going to give it to him. This is not a hard thing. You have a ridiculous defensive side. Like, I heard Nick yesterday in the afternoon continuing to go on and on about, why do you guys make excuses for Stefanski? It's because he's earned it. He has earned that respect and credit. I don't think this is really that hard. That doesn't mean that I definitely give him the job for the next 5 years. Like, if it wears out its welcome with this particular group, then you owe it to that. It's a lot easier to change a head coach than it is to change 30 guys on the roster. So I think you got to take that into consideration too. Maybe Kevin Stefanski's telling you some uncomfortable things about working with the front office. Well, then you have to make a decision. We do see power struggles from time to time. Like, one thing I don't want to see, me particularly, and this is a totally different topic, and I've run this by some people, like, is there a chance Andrew Berry's here next year and not Kevin Stefanski? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, I don't want that. I'm out. I'm out on that. The one thing I do not want is for this GM who's picked these players and had trouble in the draft. I do not want...
I trust Kevin more.
And dictated an OC decision.
I trust Kevin.
I do not want that to be the setup next year and then to run it back with Deshaun Watson. Like, are you kidding me? That of all the
what
potential...
What if they decided not to run it back with Deshaun Watson? It's all what ifs and what about ifs, I understand. But, yeah. I mean, you got to ask that. Like, what if they're like... Because it's going to take a year. You can say whatever you want to about 9 months or whatever. You're not going to sit there in April, unless these quarterbacks are just terrible, and one staring you dead in the face, you're not going to not draft a quarterback because of that.
Kenny, you definitely are not giving him the starting quarterback job. If anything, he'd have to earn it. He's not being given it next year.
No, he's going to be my backup. He would be a backup, and he can... You know, on Monday, with all the craziness that was going on, I go, no, you can bring him back and have him stand on the sidelines now. If you take Cam Ward, or you were to take Garrett Nussmeier, yeah, I know, whatever. Or Shedeur Sanders, that's an uphill. I am not looking forward to that fight because I think he's gotten so much better, but I understand that no one is going to want to have that argument because of craziness, but whatever, fine. If you take one of those three guys, they'll be focused on them. They'll be focused on that quarterback. And Deshaun Watson's, people don't want to talk about him to begin with. And now that he would be a backup quarterback, they really don't want to talk about him. So then you would have this other quarterback, this young, fresh face coming in that people would put their hopes and dreams behind. Do I trust Andrew Berry to make that pick right now? No. Can't say I can.
No.
Can't say I do.
Absolutely not.
I want to get to another point here because, I mean, we got Mary Kay coming up at 8:20. I'm struggling on whether or not Shelby Harris has a podcast. I'm struggling on whether or not I want to play that audio because I don't know if it's proper context. And this has been a bad week, guys. It's been a bad week between our relationships. I've been very defensive of Browns fans. I think Lima, at the beginning of the week, I think you were going, hey, you guys need to knock this off. And I think as the week's gone on, you're like, all right, it's time we move on. Let's go. Like, enough of the being worked up about the fans and some of the goofballs who were cheering about the injury and things like that. Nick Chubb was asked about it, though. He said he understood that, yeah, not everybody. There wasn't a lot of people who were hooting and hollering after the injury.
Well, you know, I thought it was disappointing that some people did have a different reaction, but I know we're all in this together, us in Cleveland. I know that everyone didn't feel like that, but, yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, but, you know, we all love Deshaun here.
Now, the new starting quarterback, Jameis Winston, was asked relatively the same question. Here's Jameis's answer.
I feel like I made it very clear of my love and passion for these fans and how grateful we are that they are passionate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fans, I just know that there's a way to do things and there's a way not to do things. And I'm not saying that every fan made that decision to act in that way. If you are concerned about that, man, just pull up to the game and let's show up. Let's show up and show out, and whatever you feel, let it be felt. But we need you. I think it's so important when you have a storied fan base to support their team. And I know we cannot do it without you.
Now, I hear him, and I mean, he looked dead in the camera. Like he was about to head out for WrestleMania 9. And what he said on Sunday drew the ire of some people. They're powerful words. He's a powerful speaker. And then you heard this, and he's like, hey, I understand that not everybody was doing it, and not a lot of people were doing it, and I love the fans. And you just heard what he said. There's a clip going around of Shelby Harris on, this is his podcast, I believe, We Are the Harrises.
We Are the Harrises.
Okay. Yeah. I still don't know if I want to play it. It's a 30-second clip, and it doesn't lead much to context. But in the clip, he says, it's going all over the internet. And what he says in it is, you know, you lost the players. And as a Browns fan, like I heard that yesterday, and I immediately saw red. Because I started to think, who are you to tell me we lost you? Who are you to tell me anything? I mean, you're a journeyman. I started thinking that. I go, wait a minute. I've only heard 30 seconds of a probably an hour-long podcast. Who knows what he said outside of that? So maybe he is saying, hey, there wasn't a lot of people doing it. I don't know. But this is where we're at right now with the face in the team. And there's things that I've had to go back on and say I was wrong about. I think I'm right about this. Anytime players put the fans in the crosshairs, they always lose. In this city, they always lose. And I hear Nick Chubb, and I hear Jameis Winston, who was talking tough on Sunday. Like, they're kind of extending the olive branch here. Is this something you
think... Are the fans extending their olive branch?
I kind of want to know.
Or do you think they don't need to?
I want to know. There's definitely, again, there's so many people. I wasn't going to defend the people cheering. I'm still not defending the people cheering. I don't think it was as many as what some people make it out to be. I was there. I saw it. I saw it with my very own eyes. And yes, there were goofballs and a-holes who were yelling and screaming and hooting it up. And there were several people around them telling them to shut up who were Browns fans. Who were Browns fans telling them to shut up. And I don't want to put dirt on the name of Browns fans because of a gaggle of people. I don't want to do that. People get ripped up. They get loaded. They go to football games. They say things they don't mean. It's a mob mentality. And maybe some of those people don't feel like they should have done that. I wasn't going to defend that and go, oh my, because there were several people going, well, you know what Deshaun Watson's been accused of. Oh, okay, I don't think that two wrongs make a right. I'm not gonna make myself look bad based on that. And I don't want Browns fans to look bad based on that. I also know this happens at other places. Does that excuse some of the behavior? No. No. But we got two more months to get through, and I just got done watching a Guardians team. They are likable. The fans like these guys. And last year, you guys loved each other. Loved each other. Fans and players, it was as good as it gets, man. And here we are 10 months later. And we're on Thursday, and we're playing clips, and we're still going over it. And I'm like, man, it's not going to be a good year, guys. This team is not going to the playoffs. I'm worried about the head coach's job. I'm worried about the general manager's job. I'm worried that I can't say I trust the general manager. I don't want this thing to end. I didn't want last year to be as good as it gets. Looks like it's probably going to be as good as this run gets. We got to make it another 2 months, and now we don't like each other? Like, there's going to be tumbleweeds.
Well, does it
over at the stadium?
I mean, Myles Garrett had some of the strongest comments. You want him back next year, right? Like, we can get past this. Like, the emotions of overnight. Like, those players, you could tell. Rodney was here with us. We talked to him off the air. They never in their wildest dreams could ever imagine a player, one of their teammates, getting that kind of treatment. They can't, no matter who it is, no matter what their background is, they can't believe it. Because they're out there like it in there. You heard them, and I've heard people say, guys, you play football. You're not sitting there on the front lines, you know, in the military and battling overseas. Like, you're not doing that. You're playing. But to them, they're like, every play could be my last. I could get CTE, and you could hear terrible stories about me 20 years from now. Like, they think about that stuff openly every day. So they couldn't believe it. They could not believe that anybody, forget whether it was 100, 1,000, or 2, they couldn't believe it was even 1. And so they're carrying that with them. And now the fans are like, you had the audacity to, we pay your salaries, even though it's really the TV networks that pay the salaries now. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here in Chubb and Winston, who were the only two players who spoke yesterday, I believe, doesn't it sound like the players are now taking a different approach to what happened on Sunday? It sounds to me like someone has talked to them, whether it's PR or maybe a defensive leader that comes into this studio for an hour.
Maybe.
Maybe. Heard Ken say, hey, it wasn't everybody. And we heard a lot from our listeners about, why are you saying this or letting this guy say this thing or that, or and not defending a certain side. It sounds like there's a different approach come the new game week.
Probably, but that might help. Of course, they're still going to lose a lot of games probably the rest of the year.
Yeah, but it's also, I think there comes to be a realization going, hey, you know what? This is all, it makes it easier if we're all in on this together. Yeah. I know that this is not this type of season that we all wanted it to be. And they're thinking, you know, we got to run out there in front of them on Sunday. And I don't want to be against them. We can't play 11 more away games.
Right.
We can't do this.
They've had enough of those.
We can't continue to do this. It was for those that were involved, which I still think was a slim amount of people, it was an ugly scene. It certainly was an ugly scene. Things boiled over. Things got ugly.
It's going to be talked about forever. It's going to be part of the history of that stadium.
But
for as long as that stadium is there.
But it's been done before. Like, you have a guy like Tim Couch. Tim Couch, people have certainly done it and said.
And that's true, and we still talk about that to this day.
And they do. But it's like, hey, you know what? Like,
people actually like Tim Couch.
That's what I'm saying. They look at it and go, hey, man, I kind of regret all that going down. That was a tough situation. Tim, we like you. You're a good dude. Like, that's kind of gone away. It's like, can we get through this, and can there be time?
A lot of fans got over the LeBron in Miami, the playing for the Heat night, where it was really ugly, and we got a bad rap for how that game and how volatile it was, and how the scene inside, the people, the reporters were like, it was the most horrific thing I've ever been. It's like, oh, he got booed a lot, and he actually had a fan come out and hug him that actually embraced him on the floor. Like, this is going to get talked about for a very, very long time. People are absolutely going to remember this. The question is, what do we do with that? How do we get on with it? You're right, Owen. Some of those players yesterday seem like they are starting to turn the page.
They look at their social media, and they see some of the reaction. They all like Rodney. Rodney shared his piece from our clip on Tuesday. I don't know if I want to go that far, but maybe it's possible. He's a leader.
I saw some people yesterday that said, hey, I was really mad about Rodney in the moment. I thought about it 24 hours later. He was actually very calm and was actually very, very open and welcoming to fans. He was mad, obviously. So maybe we all just need a couple of days removed, a week removed, maybe a month removed.
That's probably the best in most situations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.